Currently, the federal government spends about $29 million annually to support a network of 57 regional poison control centers. There are two in Arizona, one that covers the Phoenix area, and one based at the University of Arizona's College of Pharmacy that takes calls for the rest of the state. Dr. Keith Boson is the managing director of the Arizona Poison and Drug Information Center. He says they handle a large number of calls about a wide variety of health concerns.
Our poison center does about 65,000 phone calls a year. These are situations where kids have gotten into things, adults have done things, unintentionally taken their medication wrong, had an adverse drug reaction that they need managed, and that's what we're there for.
Dr. Boson said the information center is staffed by licensed pharmacists with additional training in toxicology 24 hours a day, year-round. But that won't be economically feasible if the federal cuts are as deep as expected.
Our share of the federal money is about 15% of our entire operating budget. And so for that to be eliminated on top of other cuts that we have faced at the state level would make it even more difficult for us to keep the doors open, to maintain our operation at the highest level that we can. And we have made cutbacks as far as we can go, but we can only go so far before we're no longer really a poison center anymore. And so for every cut that comes down the pipeline, it makes it even harder for us to stay open.
Dr. Boson says that in addition to the lives that are saved, poison control centers save patients and taxpayers for much larger healthcare costs down the road.
The easiest number to look at is the amount of emergency room visits we prevent by having this service. We manage up to 70% of the phone calls that we get at home. They don't have to go to the emergency room because we are comfortable handling that exposure at home. Well, studies that have been done is looking at those people. If the poison center wasn't there, a lot of those people said they would have just gone straight to the emergency room at a huge expense to the healthcare system. So some of the numbers that have been published are for every dollar invested in a poison center, it saves $7 in healthcare costs. And the only program any better than that are vaccines. We are one of the best cost-effective public health institutions out there.
Although the idea of one national poison control center may seem like necessary streamlining, there is still the projected cost of maintaining a facility large enough to handle the known volume of calls.
Currently, there's one phone number that we advertise that is linked to every single poison center in the country. So there is a number that you can dial anywhere in the country, the same number. It's kind of like the poison center's 911, is that we advertise one number and it'll get you to where you need to be. But the idea of having one poison center for the entire country doesn't make as much sense as some of the people think. They think in a period of technology that you only need one call center. That call center would have to be huge, with 700 plus people probably answering phones every single day. And some of the research that's been done into doing that, at best, might save 10% out of the total cost it takes to operate poison centers. Currently, the federal government puts in about $29 million into the entire poison center network in the country, and that is divided up amongst the 57 poison centers. The current bill that's up at the federal level would cut $27 million of that, leaving essentially enough to support the 800 number that's a nationwide number, and maybe some of the advertising and educational programs that support that phone number, but doesn't really put any money in for anybody to answer the phone then.
Even with lawmakers' attention focused so closely on the federal budget, at this point no date has been set to vote on the prospect of creating a National Poison Control Information Center. Dr. Boson says his staff is currently seeking out other funding options. I'm Mark McLemore, Arizona Public Media.